Advocates have welcomed the federal government's creation of a special investigator as a path towards criminal charges for alleged war crimes committed by Australian Special Forces deployed to Afghanistan. It comes in anticipation of the release of a redacted version of the Afghan inquiry led by Justice Paul Brereton. Jackson Wood reports.
The creation of the Office of the Special Investigator has sparked hopes of justice for victims of war crimes allegedly committed by Australian Special Forces members deployed to Afghanistan. The crimes are said to have been committed between 2005 and 2016, with more details expected to be made public after the release of the Afghanistan inquiry. Rawan Araf, Director and Principal Lawyer of the Australian Centre for International Justice, has welcomed the creation of this office.
You know, this is, I think, a promising move. In fact, it's something that the Australian Centre for International Justice has been leading in calling for such a separate body to be established. What we understand from the press conference yesterday is that, acting under the powers of the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, a separate body called the Office of the Special Investigator will be set up. We're told that it will be led by an eminent person with experience in criminal justice and international law, and that the office itself will be staffed with experienced investigators, legal counsel and support personnel. So we're very encouraged by this. It's something that we've been calling for. We're saying that this has been one of the really missing pieces of the puzzle in terms of Australia's ability to investigate and prosecute crimes of this nature.
I noticed it alluded to the potential of getting international bodies to help with the investigation. Do you have an idea of which nations could be expected to be contacted for this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of these types of investigations is that international cooperation is really necessary to ensure that you are able to access territories where the scene of the crime was. So that would be Afghanistan. We would understand that there would be some sort of agreement with the Afghanistan government to try and access those territories and be able to speak to witnesses of these crimes. So, you know, these are the types of things that we would imagine would happen with international cooperation. We would understand that perhaps even there'd be cooperation with the International Criminal Court. And the reason is, of course, the International Criminal Court is actively investigating the situation in Afghanistan.
To what degree do you hope the Office of Special Investigator will involve victims and victims' families in the investigation process?
You know, importantly, what we're trying to do is ensure that victims have, and victims and victims' families have a say in the process, that they're able to participate. We would hope that the Office of the Special Investigator includes victims as far as possible in the process. That's either by ensuring that the impact on their families is included in the investigation, that they are listened to, that they are kept up to date on the investigations, all of those sorts of things that we would expect.
How do you think concepts like rules of engagement will play out in an Australian court setting?
You know, I think the process will be guided by international law and international criminal law as it was adopted, as it has been adopted by tribunals abroad. So I think this is something that's going to be a part of the Office of the Special Investigator in terms of looking at all of the body of law that will be useful for future trials in this space. And that's because war crimes prosecutions, we haven't seen them in Australia for decades, really since the Second World War.
Why do you think the decision's been made to prosecute any forthcoming charges through the Australian justice system as opposed to taking it, say, to the International Criminal Court?
Well, there's a good reason for that, and that is because, firstly, Australia is obligated to investigate and, where appropriate, prosecute these crimes, and that's because this is how the Rome Statute system of international justice works. Australia, in 2002, ratified the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court, and as part of the Rome Statute, one of the principles of the Rome Statute is what we call the principle of complementarity. That essentially means that Australia has the primary responsibility to investigate and, where appropriate, prosecute allegations of war crimes or genocide or crimes against humanity.
And that story was by Jackson Wood.